Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday, August 12th edition. Well, this Republican from Cold Springs in Minnesota, DeMuth, back just 8 years ago, 2018, she was the first female Republican elected to the Minnesota House and became the House Minority Leader following the 2022 election. She became the first Black Speaker of the Minnesota House of Representatives in 2025. Her campaign going up against Mike Lindell was she campaigned on reducing the state's two lowest income tax rates. They, in Minnesota, have five income tax brackets. Talking about a screwed up income tax system. She also eliminated state taxes on Social Security benefits and creating an independent inspector general to investigate fraud. She has expressed support for investing more money in public safety. On the other side, Mike Lindell entered the final days of the primary as the front runner, according to KSTP Survey USA poll released just before the primary showed him leading DeMuth by actually 6 percentage points. Diane Rivers of Rochester, who voted for Lindell, told Epoch Times, "It won't be easy for Republicans to prevail over Klobuchar due to her name recognition. Mike Lindell had a much better chance." Rick Rivers, who was at the polling station in Rochester with Diane, his wife, noted further challenges. "The problem is we're dealing with Minneapolis and St. Paul. That area is mostly Democrats, and there's a ton of corruption there. However, Klobuchar will still probably win." Another county, Olmsted County Republican Chair Aaron Eberhardt, agreed. He told the Epoch Times the better name recognition could backfire on the Democrats if they're able to connect the fraud to Minnesota. You have to remember, Klobuchar was a sitting U.S. senator when all this fraud took place. In this state, the bigger issue is fraud. And how much of that is at the hands of Democratic leadership? Name ID can hurt people on that front if their names are associated with being in leadership roles while there was a lot of mismanagement of taxpayer funds. All of that can be pointed directly to Klobuchar. Meanwhile, Klobuchar ran her campaign platform focused on rooting out the fraud after the state made national headlines for child care fraud last year. Klobuchar also wants to expand access to child care and lowering the cost of prescription drugs. She also said she will hold the line, quote unquote, on utility bills by modernizing Minnesota's power grid and adding more, here we go, following Gretchen Whitmer's lead, adding more renewable energy. U.S. Senator Klobuchar said she wants to build more homes and do so faster to meet the 100,000 home shortage in their state. Well, we got Minnesota beat. Gretchen Whitmer said back in February this year at her State of the State address, Michigan needs 155,000 more homes. Getting back to Klobuchar, she said she will do that by reforming the permitting process, cutting the red tape, removing the delays and the fees. She said that's causing the prices, the cost to build a new home, driving them up. Catherine and Daniel Lang of Rochester told the Epoch Times they voted for Klobuchar. Catherine Lang and Daniel Lang said they both believe any Republican candidate will have trouble winning in November because of Trump, even though the state of Minnesota voted for him in 2024. The husband, Daniel Lang, said Trump broke his election promise of no new wars, saying that that has made him very unpopular in the state of Minnesota. So, going to be basically a very low name recognition candidate going up against Amy Klobuchar. I think it's pretty safe to say that Klobuchar will probably win unless President Trump and the Republicans come to her rescue. Another Minnesota seat. They, like us, Michigan, have an open seat for governor and an open seat for the U.S. Senate. Well, the Democrat Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, she won the Democratic primary yesterday, while Michelle Tafoya, we all know her as being a woman sports reporter starting her career out on ESPN. Well, she won the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. Rochester, Minnesota. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan will face Republican Michelle Tafoya in the battle for Minnesota's seat in the U.S. Senate. After Flanagan defeated U.S. Congresswoman Angie Craig, Democrat from Minneapolis, in the Democratic primary yesterday. Associated Press called the race last night early at 10:27 p.m. Flanagan, Democrat Lieutenant Governor, won 58.9% of the vote. Craig only got 39.5%. Flanagan appealed to the party's progressive wing, while the four-term Congresswoman Craig positioned herself as being a more moderate candidate in the race. Flanagan's victory adds to the bellwether victory followed by progressive Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed did in the Democratic U.S. Senate primary in Michigan last week, where he defeated U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens in a very similar ideological matchup. Flanagan had received the endorsement of Minnesota's Democratic Farm Labor Party, as well as progressives, including Senator Bernie Sanders. The other Democrat candidate, Craig, was endorsed by former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, House Minority Leader right now Hakeem Jeffries, and former Congressman Dean Phillips from Minnesota, who ran for president in 2024. Well, Nancy Pelosi is 0 for forever in her endorsements. Nobody cares about Nancy Pelosi and what she thinks anymore. One of the biggest major dividing lines in the primary from Minnesota was immigration policy. Flanagan campaigned on dismantling ICE and ending President Donald Trump's mass deportation policy targeting illegal immigrants. Well, very simple. That issue put her over the top. In Minnesota, most likely all of the Somalians voted in that primary and voted for Flanagan. Flanagan had also repeatedly criticized the Congressman Craig for supporting the Laken Riley Act, which expanded federal detention requirements for illegal immigrants accused of committing crimes. Craig campaigned on ending corruption in Washington. She expressed support for ending gerrymandering and imposing term limits on Congress. Craig voted to continue support for Israel, another issue that definitely separated the candidate. Flanagan, anti-Semite against Israel, Craig voted to financially aid Israel. National Security, Department of State, and related other programs that came in the Appropriations Act bill, outlined in the foreign military financing grants. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one. Wisconsin shocker, Minnesota common sense.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
We've all heard about the major systems in our bodies, like the digestive, respiratory, nervous, and cardiovascular systems. But there's one essential system discovered in the 90s that you probably never heard of. It makes all of the other systems work smoothly with each other, like a conductor ensuring the different sections of an orchestra all play a beautiful symphony together. This system is called the endocannabinoid system. It has been acknowledged and studied by scientists extensively with support from the National Institutes of Health. As we age, the system weakens. As a result, the different systems in our body stop working together smoothly. That's one of the reasons older adults struggle with pain, inflammation, cognitive decline, and other ailments of aging, for which doctors often prescribe dangerous and addictive pharmaceuticals. But here's the game changer. The system can be restored faster using hemp-derived CBD. When the system is restored, pain subsides, sleep is improved, and stress is reduced. When the system is restored, disease progression can slow down, and years are added to your life, as well as years spent in good health. And 20% of seniors are already using CBD today for pain, arthritis, cancer symptoms, sleep disorders, Alzheimer's, and many other ailments of aging.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. The Democratic Socialists of America candidate Wong narrowly defeated in Wisconsin to be the next governor. Next door, Minnesota, very interesting race happening in the U.S. Senate race. Lieutenant Governor Flanagan being supported, embraced by the Democratic Socialists of America and U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders. One of the things that Craig Flanagan's opponent was accused of was supporting Israel. Craig voted to continue funding Israel in the National Security Department of State Related Programs Appropriation Act, which outlines foreign military financing grants. When Congressman Thomas Massie proposed an amendment to stop Israel accessing the funds, Craig did criticize Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as having reckless policies. However, he said the longstanding relationship with Israel was critical for maintaining peace in the Middle East. Lieutenant Governor candidate, Democratic Socialist Flanagan, would have voted to halt the sale of offensive weapons to Israel. So it appears that this is definitely going to be a very interesting race. Of course, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan was helped by Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Somali Congresswoman from Minneapolis, and even Minnesota State Senator Omar Fatih. So here's where the voter settlement is coming down. Polling heading into the primary suggested a toss-up. Craig showing 42% support, Flanagan with only 40%. However, the two-point difference was within the margin of error. In the end, it was the anti-Semite vote, anti-Israel vote, that basically put her ahead. There was PACs involved, all kinds of money was spent, and basically, it's going to be a very interesting race come November. again, with name recognition, even though she's a Republican, I think Michelle Tafoya may actually win this seat. For sure, President Trump will endorse her, and it'll depend on the war in Iran. Story broke late last night. Oil prices will begin rising again as hopes for a U.S.-Iran settlement deal fade. Here's what energy experts say will happen next. Sinking hopes for a Strait of Hormuz deal has caused oil prices to tick back up. Some forecasters see coming oil price surges that could potentially lead to a U.S. recession. Also, the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve hit a 43-year low last week. It doesn't look like the market is counting on a U.S.-Iran deal to get hammered out soon. As a result, oil prices are inching up again. A lack of progress on a peace deal to end the now nearly six-month-old war and to reopen the critical Strait of Hormuz is once again being felt in the oil market. Crude prices steadily climbing in recent days. As far as the energy market is concerned, the Strait of Hormuz is likely to remain closed, leaving a huge hole in the world's oil supply in place and threatening to push prices back to multi-decade records. Iran said this week that the Strait, which handled 20% of the world's oil flows before the war, will remain closed until the United States meets its demands or until Donald Trump's term is over January 20th, 2029. You got to be kidding me. They're willing to keep this going until Donald Trump leaves office. Top of the hour news break. Hour number two coming up. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan.